This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
For decades, under the rule of the center-right PRI party, Mexico was notorious for its human rights violations. Then in the year 2000, the country held what was heralded as the fairest election in memory, and the PRI candidate was defeated. President Vicente Fox took office with promises that he would root out corruption, modernize the government, and bring an end to the use of torture by law enforcement agencies. For admitting the existence of torture and promising to address it, the Fox government was recognized internationally as a model for other emerging democracies. However, 5 years later, human rights groups are still documenting the routine use of torture in Mexico. And now they struggle with the additional challenge of exposing torture in a country that has been praised for its successful transition to democracy. Felicitas Troya is a psychologist and a psychotherapist who works with the Collective Against Torture and Impunity, located in Mexico City and in the state of Guerrero. She's joined us on the phone. Good morning, Felicitas.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for giving me the chance to talk to you this morning.
Thank you for joining us. The Fox government says that it's making progress in addressing torture. Is the number of torture cases actually decreasing?
Well, we can't actually see this kind of tendency. Unfortunately for us, it's very difficult to obtain reliable data about the actual number of torture cases in Mexico. But we know that although the government states that torture doesn't exist anymore at this point, various international organizations like Amnesty International or the UN Committee Against Torture, for example, speak of a systematic use of torture in Mexico. And our small collective where I work has registered about 100 cases of torture during the period of this government, that is to say during the last 5 years. And with these numbers, we cannot see a decreasing tendency. So we still talk about the systematic use of torture in Mexico.
And there's no evidence otherwise that it has gotten better?
No, because we still receive cases. People come to us to talk about torture they have suffered. We know from other human rights organizations that they receive cases. So we don't have any proof of a decreasing tendency.
What is wrong with the strategies that the government is using to address torture?
What is wrong with it, with its way?
Mm-hmm. How is it addressing torture and why isn't it working?
Well, the problem with the actual government is that they have a lot of public speeches about reducing torture and taking measures to reduce torture, but they don't want to address the real structural problem that is behind torture. So we know that torture is used as one instrument of repression against the population, and the government still uses repression as a measure to control the population and to confront processes of popular organization. So when there is no real interest to stop torture, obviously the institutions and the authorities won't stop their use of torture.
What is the government doing instead in trying to address torture?
Well, what they have done is they have a very contradictory way of behavior. On the one hand, they say that there is no torture anymore, so the problem is solved in Mexico. On the other hand, they sign a lot of international treaties, they sign a lot of international agreements to confront torture. But this is like very rhetorical what they do. So it's not enough to sign treaties and to sign agreements and to say we are doing something when you're actually not doing anything.
What is it about torture that makes it such an effective technique for state repression?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Why is torture an effective technique for state repression?
Okay. Well, torture has been investigated and has been used in many, many countries. So there's a lot of knowledge by the state how they can use torture. It is very effective because what it does is it tries to break the personality, the identity of the tortured, to manipulate the tortured so that he or she will show a certain behavior favored by the torturer. And this also means that you then leave the individual as a broken human being and as a visible example for everybody who could possibly show similar ideas or activities. And that's what it makes it so effective, because if the society sees what is happening to the tortured person, if the groups of reference, the political groups of reference, see what is happening to tortured people, they have a certain fear as well, because torture provokes and spreads fear and terror in the whole society. So what it wants to do is it wants to intimidate, it wants to paralyze, it wants to make people shut up. And in many cases, it is very effective in that way.
And what happens to the torturers?
In Mexico, unfortunately, nothing has happened to the torturers so far. They can count on the ongoing impunity. We don't have examples where they actually arrest torturers, where they actually charge them for the violent actions they have taken. It's only the tortured who face serious charges against them, but not the torturers themselves.
So there's only fear for those that may be tortured, but not for the people committing the torture?
No, they can be really sure that nothing will happen to them. And that's another point where the government of Fox has not fulfilled what they have told, because when they started their government, they also said that they would bring solutions to the elder cases of torture of other governments before them. And they have not fulfilled this promise either. There are many cases, very famous cases of repression or torture, where the real responsibles are still impune.
Who are the most common victims of torture in Mexico?
The most common victims are leaders or members of social, of student, of grassroots movements, of political organizations, of unions. But also the population that could possibly support or sympathize with them. That means in the regions where we have a strong presence of organizations, we also have a large number of cases of torture, because members of the organizations, but also people from the population, are arrested, are tortured, to make an example, to show that is very dangerous to organize itself against the state.
Over the past 5 years, the Mexican government has been implementing many neoliberal policies and trying to prove how modern the country has become. Do you see a connection between these neoliberal trends and the continued use of torture?
Yes, there is a very strong connection between the neoliberal politics and the repression, and as torture is one instrument of repression, also the connection to torture. That's because the neoliberal politics, they provoke more poverty, they provoke more social tensions, more social conflicts, but also they provoke that people get organized against this neoliberal politics. But what the government does is, as I already said, they confront these processes of organizations and they try to control it with state repression. And torture is one of the methods they use very frequently in these processes. And in Mexico, we have a lot of conflicts about the exploitation of natural resources, of water, of minerals, of wood, of the biogenetic diversity. So there is a big economic interest in exploiting these natural resources, and also big processes and strong processes of organization of the people against that.
And so then people are too scared to protest these.
There are always the two sides. They do get organized, and they are a strong organization. There is strong resistance in Mexico, but on the other hand, you also see that many individuals are very scared, and sometimes because of the repression and because of the use of torture, and the organizations actually don't cannot go on in their fight, and they decrease their activities, and their leaders have to leave the country, they have to leave their regions, or they have to leave their country because of fear of repression, because they don't want to get arrested and tortured, obviously.
The Bush government has held Mexico up as an example for other so-called emerging democracies. What has been the response of the U.S. government to the reports that torture is still a big problem in Mexico?
The open part, let's say, the open discussion is that just recently there has been a report of the Department of State where Mexico is accused of still using torture. But this is the official part. On the other hand, the Bush administration is not pressing very severely so that Mexico can make the changes necessary, or makes the changes necessary, because I guess that there is, again, no real interest in the United States government that torture comes to an end in Mexico. I think it has to do with a shared economic interests in Mexico, and also because the United States also wants to control the movements in Mexico. There are quite a few armed groups working in Mexico, so this is a great danger for the United States. And as they see the southern Mexican border really as their border, and the Mexican territory as their territory, well, they have an interest as well to confront social resistance and to control social resistance. So I think in our analysis, in our interpretation, there isn't any real interest of the Bush government to bring torture to an end in Mexico.
And how do they try and control organizations in Mexico?
Well, there is one tendency that we have seen over the last years. What they try to do is they try to control independent organizations. They try to manipulate independent organizations. We have the example of a North American so-called NGO, which is called Freedom House. Freedom House is handling big funds from USAID, the Agency for International Development, and they try to get influence in independent Mexican human rights organizations, offering them big funds and unlimited funding opportunities. But I guess what they really want to do is get into the organizations and manipulate them and know what they are doing. So this is a tendency that we see, and that is really preoccupying us at this point.
So a lot of the NGOs are using their funds then to get information on these groups?
We don't actually know what they are doing with the groups they are funding. We don't have that information. But we suppose that they start getting into the organization, offering them funding, and then obviously the organizations have to inform, they have to give reports, they are trained by Freedom House, they are trained by other United States organizations. So I think they try to change what they are doing. They try to manipulate a little bit what kind of cases they take, what kind of public statements they make, and also they get all the information which is very sensitive information, because the organizations that work with torture, they have a lot of sensitive information about the activists, about the organizations, about the networks, about the activities of political organizations. So that seems to be very interesting to the United States as well.
Well, thank you for speaking with me this morning, Felicitas.
Okay, you're welcome.
I've been speaking with Felicitas Troya. She is a psychologist and a psychotherapist who is a member of the Collective Against Torture and Impunity, located in Mexico City and in the state of Guerrero. The collective's website is Contra la Tortura. I'll spell that. It's www.contralatortura.org. ContraLaTortura.org.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.